This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The typical American families are now paying about $350 more every single month on the same goods and services they were spending on a year ago.
Oh, and you know we can't afford the fun pack. What, do you think money grows on trees in this family?
I think the prices are unsustainable for many people right now. I mean, everyday citizens who are on fixed incomes paying huge amounts of money that they had not anticipated or budgeted for.
She can't do that. She's on a very fixed income.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
How does President Biden's performance rate?
Awful.
If everything you're doing is bad, I want you to know this.
When you're doing worse than Jimmy Carter's doing in the minds of Americans on inflation, you know that they're holding you responsible.
You're going to able to be in a position where pay for preschool for kids.
You're getting to be a mental giant.
Thanks.
When he does badly, when he stumbles, you get nervous. And you wonder, is it just a stutter? Is he tired? Or something else there?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
There's a lot of news every day, but I don't want to forget what happened with Russiagate and the whole Russian collusion hoax. And there's still so much more information that just keeps coming out about just the breathtaking dimensions of the fraud. This is by far the biggest dirty trick in American political history. And there was a new story that came out last week about this. From Real Clear Investigations, FBI Chief Comey misled Congress's Gang of Eight. These are the people that are supposedly overseeing the intelligence. Four Republicans, four Democrats, four House members, four senators. Over Russiagate, Lisa Page memo reveals. And what it shows is that Lisa Page, the girlfriend of Peter Strzok, you know, they hated Trump. They despised him. They want to have an insurance policy to stop him from getting elected. Now her lawyer is the wife of the judge in the Sussman trial. That's how incestuous the whole thing is. But this story was written by Paul Sperry from Real Clear Investigations. I just wanted to have him on to kind of lay this out for us. It's just really appalling. I mean, we know it was bad, but the more you find out about it, the more you dig into this thing, the more you realize the level of deception and duplicity. And in many cases, it's a crime because they're taking documents before courts, secret courts, where there's no, there's no chance for the other side, the targets to have a lawyer, to have Sixth Amendment rights to confront their accusers. And they're just throwing in all these lies. Paul Sperry, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Great to be with you, Howie.
This is a great, great piece, and we're going to tweet it out, and I hope more people will take a look at it. Again, there's so much going on, you kind of tend to, you know, it gets lost in the shuffle. But a 7-page internal FBI memo dated March 8th, 2017 shows talking points prepared for James Comey, then the FBI director, for his meeting the next day with the congressional leadership, riddled with half-truths, outright falsehoods, and critical omissions. That sums it up. Tell us what this all involved, Paul.
Well, this is basically a script for Comey's former director James Comey's briefing to the Gang of Eight in Congress. And for instance, it claimed that the primary source for the dossier, this is that debunked Steele dossier that Clinton financed Hillary Clinton. It claimed that it was, the primary source was Russian-based, said that repeatedly throughout this memo. When in fact the FBI found out 2 months earlier, Steele was based, or the source for Steele was based in America, and he had worked for the Brookings Institution, which is a Democrat think tank in Washington, and he had no sources inside the Kremlin. And yet they were trying to tell everyone from Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Devin Nunes, Paul Ryan back then when he was Speaker, These were the top leaders in Congress who made up the Gang of Eight, who, along with the heads of the intelligence committees, got to hear this stuff. And they were misled by Comey, and they knew better. And it looked like FBI Director Comey was trying to deceive Congress about how strong the case was against Trump and his advisors so that Congress would open investigations of its own and hold hearings on Russian collusion, thereby validating, after the election, the FBI's skullduggery, which was basically political espionage. And by the way, this memo was written in March 2017. That's right before, it was written the day before Comey went over the Hill and briefed the Gang of Eight.
Yeah, it was like it was a briefing from a lawyer to before somebody goes into a grand jury to avoid giving out any real information and being able to say things like, for instance, the memo. This is again Lisa Page's memo advised Comey to tell lawmakers that some of the reporting had been corroborated, but you know that means like Michael Cohen was Trump's lawyer, right? But it didn't mean he'd gone to Prague. It didn't mean he'd handled these secret negotiations. Carter Page was named as an advisor, foreign policy advisor to what Trump, because that had been in the newspapers. But it didn't mean that he'd been offered an $11 billion bribe. I mean, this was, you'd have a case for perjury if you really wanted to go after Comey on this stuff, wouldn't you? I mean, he was lying here.
Well, when they actually in this memo said that they didn't know the identity of the source that was behind the information that who was financing it, who came in, just that it was tied to the Democrat Party. Well, when in fact they knew it was Hillary Clinton,
right?
They had all sorts of evidence before March of 2017 that it was Hillary Clinton, and they failed to disclose that. They refused to even say Steele's name. They didn't want to tip him off. They never disclosed that the dirt came from Hillary Clinton's campaign, was financed by it. So they hid that from Congress. And then adding to the deception, Comey intentionally referred to Steele, not by name.
I love this
not
one.
By his real name, by his code name, which they gave him within the internal headquarters there at FBI. The code name they gave him was Crown.
Crown. Think about it like he's James Crown. Bond. Did he have was he 007 or 008?
Yeah.
Why didn't they call him Hillary? That would have been a more accurate description of him, where he came from.
Queen Hillary. So they made it appear as if this political opposition research that Steele compiled was a product of British intelligence, because Steele was an FBI informant. He used to work for British intelligence. Well, he hadn't been in the British government for almost a decade.
Yeah,
and I'm
reading from this privileged document here. Crown, and it's all in caps again to make it seem more official. Crown maintains a network of subsources who, in many cases, utilize their own subsources. This is like being in a bar and you yell, "Hey, Sully, what do you think?" And then Sully yells back, he yells something. One of the sub-sources was this guy named Chuck Dolan, who turns out to be a longtime hack from Massachusetts, Paul. Nobody's been talking about this guy. This guy's the one who came up with the fantasy about the P-tape. And he's been arrested for drunk driving here in Massachusetts, and they got him on some kind of political science department advisory board at UMass Amherst. I mean, the guy's just a coat holder for Clinton's over the years, and they're making it out like he's he's working with James Bond.
Right, and boy, there will be a lot more coming out on Dolan in October when his buddy Igor Danchenko, the guy who worked for the Brookings Institution, when he goes on trial in October, we'll find out a lot more about Mr. Dolan. But Danchenko himself, you're talking about just rumor mongering in a bar. most of the material, the key material against Trump, was just dubious hearsay. And he admitted this in January 2017 in a debriefing to these FBI officials. And this was, by, keep in mind, 2 months before Comey turned around and briefed Congress about information that was 180 degrees from what they had learned. So in January 2017, he tells the FBI officials in a debriefing that, oh, yeah, that stuff that I gave to Christopher Steele, that was just hearsay passed along over drinks with my high school buddies and an old girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. And then you say here there's also the acting attorney general, Dana Bonte. He was briefed by Strzok, and Strzok was telling him that they part of the reason why they were going after Trump was because he asked Russia during a public campaign appearance to find Clinton's 30,000 State Department emails. Adam Schiff still mentions that it was a joke at a public rally, and they make it sound like this is the basis of their investigation. It's the most dishonest sort of statement they could make, and they paid no price. Basically, I know they got fired, but you know, Strzok got his pension back. Lisa Page is using Judge Cooper's wife to sue the FBI to get all of her money back. They all got big jobs. Comey got a 7-figure book contract. They haven't been, nobody's really paid a price, have they?
No, the top brass involved in this scheme, none of them have been held accountable yet. Yes, they're all out of power. Thank goodness that they're no longer in power to inside the seventh floor of the FBI Hoover building to continue to abuse their power. At least they're out, but they're out of jail. But it's not likely, I don't think, I'm not holding my breath anyway, that Durham is going to seek indictments for the likes of Comey, McCabe, Strzok, not unless he asks for a bigger budget and a bigger staff to prosecute a conspiracy to defraud the government case, which is complicated. It takes a lot of personnel and money, but it would allow him, if he does go pursue a conspiracy case, to allow him to bypass the 5-year statute of limitation on these potential crimes. And that's the only way he can really hook these guys up. He's got to do a conspiracy case because he's already passed the statute of limitations.
I hope he does. These are great stories, Paul. I hope you keep writing them. You know, these are they really, this needs to be out there. You know, it just needs to be on the historical record. And it's so outrageous what they tried to pull off. Someone says Crown. It should have been called Clown. Yeah. No. That. That would have been more appropriate. Yeah. I don't know. A clown wouldn't have looked.
It's all up on.
What? Go ahead.
It's all up there on realclearinvestigations.com. It's a long story, but you can go through it, all the documentation's there, and all the details.
It's really good stuff. We'll tweet it out, too, by Paul Sperry from realclearinvestigations.com. It's great. You should read this just to keep up on this stuff. It's ridiculous what's been going on. Thank you, Paul Sperry. We'll talk to you again. Guys, it's all about confidence when you're alone with your partner, right? Sometimes stress, anxiety, or a bad day can affect your performance and ruin the fun for both of you. BlueChew.com is here to help. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men combat all forms of ED. Because Blue Chew is an online prescription service, there are no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problems there. Here, BlueChew's tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy and no supply chain problems. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code CAR at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code CAR. CARR to receive your first month free. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
We are calling on them to do the right thing, to be patriots here, and not to use the war as an excuse or as a reason to not put out a production, to not do the capacity that is needed out there, so that the prices can come down.
That was KJP, the president's spokeswoman, saying, do the right thing to the oil companies. Lower your prices. Why don't you do the right thing and approve the reopening of the construction of the Keystone Pipeline? Why don't you sell some more oil and natural gas drilling leasing rights on federal land?
I thought this was Putin's price hike on gas. So what are the oil companies supposed to do? It's Putin's fault, isn't it?
Well, you know what? Why don't they suspend the federal gas tax? Wouldn't that be the right thing to do? I mean, why don't they go to all the Democrat governors in the states that haven't suspended the gas tax, and the Democrat legislatures that, like in Massachusetts, that haven't suspended the gas tax, and ask them to do the right thing? Good Lord. And don't blame the war. Again, talk about classic Democrat projection. I mean, we've seen nothing but Democrat projection since Election Day 2016. Everything they accuse other people of doing, whether it's Republicans or in this case oil companies, that's what they're doing. What does Biden do on a daily basis? He blames Putin for all of the insanity that he's inflicted on the American people. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. I got to read you this column from the Wall Street Journal here from yesterday, why energy companies won't produce. It's just, it kind of lays it all out. They've run a couple of these columns, but I'll read it to you in just a little bit. I wasn't planning on reading it, but I can't let it slide. Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Learn how you could protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How many paid magazine subscriptions do you have? 0, 1 to 3, or 4 or more?
0.
79% say 0, 19% 1 to 3, 3% say 4 or more.
I thought about getting Private Eye, a British satirical weekly, but then I found out my barber in Palm Beach, who's from London, he gets it given to him by a guy named Lord Jeffrey something. So I get Lord Jeffrey's copy. I don't have to spend the money on it. That was the only time I've been tempted in like the last 20 years. 844-500-4242. Donald, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donald.
Yeah, I was listening to your last segment.
Yes.
And how is it possible to do a January 6th televised event without taking into consideration the 3 and 4 years that led up to that January 6th? All the frustration and the corruption and Comey, and how can you leave that stuff out?
Well, you can't if it were a legitimate investigation. But, you know, how about the fact, Donald, that they won't even allow Nancy Pelosi to be questioned or any of her aides to be questioned? She was ultimately in charge of security. The sergeant at arms of the House, he's the guy who's responsible for the security. And the Senate sergeant at arms, they retired the day after. So they can't get to them. And Benny Thompson, the chairman of the committee, so-called, won't allow her to be questioned. It's ridiculous. It's a kangaroo court. It's a show trial. It's a star chamber, however you want to describe it. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We got a lot of people that want to talk. I just got to respond to what she said. Why would they want to do any favors to a guy who has said over and over and over again he's going to destroy their industry? He wants to destroy the way they make their livings. If somebody came to you and said, you know, I'm gonna get rid of this business. I'm gonna firebomb it. I'm gonna throw stink bombs in it. I'm gonna wreck it. I'm gonna put you in the poorhouse on welfare. I'm gonna make you bankrupt. In the meantime, could you keep the place open a little, 18 hours a day till I get around to destroying you?
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Just to clarify, would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those, either any fossil fuel.
Okay. Oh, okay. What can I do? Can I have another, sir?
But kiddo, I want you to just take a look, okay? You don't have to agree, but I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to cooperate. Okay?
Play the super. You got this. Is that from the supercut, or just play the super? Play the whole supercut. Cut 11. Of Biden talking about ending the oil industry.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period.
I guarantee you. We're going to end fossil fuel.
What about, say, stopping fracking and stopping new pipeline infrastructure?
Yes. New pipeline.
No more, no new fracking.
We are going to get rid of fossil fuels.
I've argued against any more oil drilling or gas drilling on federal lands.
No one's going to build a coal-fired plant again, and we're going to get rid of the ones we have now.
Have a transition from the oil industry, yes.
Would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers, in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes.
Why won't they do the right thing? Why won't they play ball with us?
We are calling on them to do the right thing, to be patriots here.
Why energy companies won't produce. This was in the Wall Street Journal earlier this week by Wayne Stoltenberg and Merrill Matthews, who are energy people, obviously. President Biden has urged oil and natural gas companies to ramp up production. And you'd think, given the current high prices, that it would be in their interest to do so. But the industry has been slow to respond with some justification. Companies expect that as soon as the current turmoil subsides, the Biden administration will shift back to hostile rhetoric, anti-energy legislative proposals, and oppositional regulatory policies. Many publicly traded producers are pursuing a strategy that looks like an orderly liquidation, only increasing or only maintaining or modestly increasing production volumes. Meanwhile, they are returning significant cash to shareholders in dividends and share repurchases. It's called fiduciary responsibility in a publicly traded company. Devon Energy recently issued guidance for 2022 that refers to capital spending in the range of $1.9 billion to $2.2 billion on new well drilling and completing activity, a production target of 570,000 to 600,000 barrels of oil equivalent a day. There's a modest increase in capital spending. But like many in the industry, Devon obviously believes it's better to return capital to its shareholders than to reinvest in the business. The reason is the left's incessant demonizing of the fossil fuel industry, leading to near pariah status. You know that word, pariah. That's what he calls Saudi Arabia. He's now going to go to Saudi Arabia hat in hand and ask them, the pariah state, to produce more energy because we're not doing it, which has succeeded in driving capital away from the industry. Last September, 20 House Democrats introduced the Fossil Free Finance Act, which would require the Federal Reserve Bank to take steps to stop banks from investing in fossil fuel production. Does that sound like a good idea? So they want to stop them from getting any kind of capital to increase production, but now the White House is saying it's your patriotic duty to increase production, even as we try to put you out of business. The bill's goal was no financing of new or existing fossil fuel projects after 2022. Then there's the harping about excessive profits, which led Senator Elizabeth Warren, also known as the fake Indian, to propose a new tax. Quote, "The oil companies need to understand that the benefits of price gouging will be sharply undercut by a tax that's not across the board, but instead is a tax on how their profits increase during this short-term crisis." Like she knows anything about anything other than checking the box and committing racial fraud to get a job she had no business getting. There was a time when most people understood that if you want less of something, tax it, and if you want more, subsidize it. This is continuing the Wall Street Journal op-ed. Even though Democrats' more radical legislation is unlikely to pass, the message to participants in the highly regulated financial markets is clear. We want to see less, not more, capital flowing to domestic oil and gas production. Unsurprisingly, many larger institutional investors have heard the message and are touting their support for clean energy in opposition to fossil fuel production. And of course, behind which come brownouts and blackouts and gas lines and freezing in the dark in the winter, as they used to say in the 70s. Oil and gas producers are subject to many of the same supply chain roadblocks and price increases that hinder other industries. If they can't find willing long-term capital providers, it is difficult for them to ramp up production. And they can't find that funding primarily because they've been the target of a multi-year mission to defund and destroy the energy. If investors and producers are acting as though they don't hear the current administration's demands for more drilling now, it's in large part because they heard their condemnations for drilling in the past. That sums it up, doesn't it? 844-500-4242-978. Do you think Brandon has solar panels on his house in Delaware? And how about the fleet of gas guzzlers he and his crew ride in? Hypocrites. How about the fact that those new, speaking of Brandon, how about the fact that those new texts that came out between him and Hallie, his sister-in-law or former sister-in-law? He says that that Brandon has five guns in his house. I thought he had two shotguns. I guarantee he doesn't have five shotguns. So is Hunter telling the truth or is Brandon telling the truth? How many, are those guns registered? I'm just asking for a friend. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, how can you tell when a Democrat politician is lying? His lips are moving. I don't understand how they can even think. Well, they don't know how anything works. They never had a job. Oil is a long-term proposition, a 10-year plan. You can't just turn it on and off. It's not a light switch. Mm-hmm. They told them that they're not going to get them away. Even Ferrari said they weren't going to make an internal combustion engine anymore.
Right.
If that didn't tell you it's the end of the story, can't have it both ways.
Do you think if they cut the price in the midst of a shortage, these are publicly traded corporations, do you think there would be shareholder suits? You know, do you think that, like CalPERS, which is the California state pension, mainly providing pensions for Democrats who used to work in state and municipal governments in California, you think they'd be suing ExxonMobil and Shell and Chevron and all the rest of them, Zebra? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Suppose Sarah Huckabee Sanders or anybody who Sean Spicer or any Kayleigh McEnany, any of them had said something that ridiculous as that woman just said, they would be laughed out of the beltway for saying something that ridiculous. They would be fact checked. What can we have a fact check in the Washington Post or CNN on this? You know, would it be possible for oil companies to just arbitrarily cut their prices? And again, How much of a profit does the government make? They get, I think it's 18 cents per gallon, 18 cents. I know in Massachusetts, it's 23 cents. So just look at Massachusetts. Every time you buy a gallon of gas for $5.05, which is the average, 41 cents of it goes either to the federal or the state government. So I guarantee you that the oil companies aren't making 41 cents per gallon profit. So who is gouging here? Who's getting the windfall profits? Is it the government or is it the oil companies? And the oil companies actually have to go out and produce it. They have to look for it. They have to drill for it. They have to refine it. They have to ship it through pipelines or through tankers. And then they have to set up a retail delivery outlets, service stations.
We have a choice. The way to fight inflation is to drive down wages and make Americans poorer, or have a better plan to fight inflation, lower cost, and not your wages.
Is Hunter gonna reduce it? Your cut, the big guy's cut to 5%. Are you gonna tighten your belt, big guy? Thanks for the call, Joe. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. So if I follow Biden's logic, back in December of 19 and October of 2020, he, quote, "We should put them in jail," when he was talking about the oil executives. So you're going to go ask somebody for a favor after you threaten to throw, let alone destroy their life, business, property. You want to stick them in jail, and then you want to ask them for a favor.
Right. Well, it's the same thing with Saudi Arabia, right? As a candidate, he vowed to make Saudi Arabia, quote, "pay the price and make them, in fact, the pariah that they are." He said that there was, quote, "very little social redeeming value in the present government of Saudi Arabia," which he's now going to beg to produce more oil. As president, he rolled back support for the country's war against Iran-backed rebels in Yemen. You know what these guys are doing? I think they're called the Houthis. They're firing rockets into the oil fields in Saudi Arabia from inside Yemen, where they control the territory. So we reduced our support to the Saudis to put these guys out of business who are bombing their oil fields. And now we're saying, now that the Houthis can bomb your oil fields, can you pump a little more for us? Mr. Biden also courted Iran. And of course, Iran is trying to build nuclear weapons. And they're not going to just hit the great Satan and the little Satan, the United States and Israel and the EU. They also want to take out the Sunnis, because they're heathen Muslims, infidel Muslims, the Sunnis, and the Iranians are Shiites. So they want to use the nuclear weapons on Saudi Arabia, but we're helping them get nuclear weapons. No wonder the crown prince reportedly refused to take his phone call. This is in Saudi Arabia. This is the Wall Street Journal. Mr. Biden's brand of liberal internationalism is good at broadcasting American principles, but not so effective at protecting U.S. interests. Donald Trump practiced a raw, transactional global politics that too often ignored human rights and applauded dictators. You know what? In addition to some mean tweets, I could use, and I think you could too, some raw, transactional global politics. And so, which is another way of saying, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. Or you bring a knife to a fight, we'll bring a gun. Okay, that's, how did he get the little rocket man in line? 844-500-42. The U.S. needs allies in rough neighborhoods. Some of them are going to be unsavory by American standards. Amen to that. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night, you finally fall asleep, and then bam, your alarm clock goes off for the day. Why couldn't I sleep last night, you ask yourself. But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best sleep possible the way I do, there's one solution: MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance pillows. There's the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows. So many products that combine the quality and comfort you only get with MyPillow. Here's the best thing. Right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO Extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all of those products I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. Plus, you will also get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. And don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
I'm also proud to have signed an executive order on my first day in office to combat discrimination against LGBTQI+ Americans.
It's Pride Month, you know, so he had to do his pride thing today. We'll have some more cuts as we go through. And today I went through all the recent transcripts just because I've been noticing that sometimes we miss stuff, and I'm not blaming anybody, because I like I told Matt, who does most of it, and Taylor, you can't catch everything, but they're starting to put into these transcripts all the things that he screws up, and we miss some of them just because we don't know the names of all these people. He could fill a stadium with all the people whose names he's gotten wrong over the last 18 months. He really could. It would be standing room only. And we'll play some of those cuts that we pulled after going through the White House transcripts. You know, like Grace keeps saying, you know, they're not, you know, you'll know they're getting ready to throw him under the bus when they mention his decline of his faculties. But they're doing it in the transcripts. They're admitting he's not all there, really. 844-500, and how about his aides too? These people are insane. I mean, the stuff they're saying, that they're putting out there, and we're supposed to believe it. Play cut four. This is a guy named Cedric Richmond. I think he's a former congressman. He's with Jake Tapper, another Democrat operative with a press pass on a cable news network nobody watches, CNN. Cut four.
But economists were predicting that all the money being injected into the U.S. economy in 2020 and 2021 could help cause inflation. Doesn't President Biden bear some responsibility for how bad things are?
No. If you look at, Jake, if you look at the president's three-pronged plan, in the beginning it was to pass the American Rescue Plan so we could get shots in arms, get schools back open, get the economy open, and not
get
shut down.
Get inflation up to 10%.
All happened. And then it was to go do the bipartisan infrastructure bill so that we could finally start investing in American infrastructure, creating jobs right here.
Hack jobs in sustainability, diversity, that kind of thing. That's what that was all about. And then he says that it's on the Republicans are to blame because they didn't vote for more of these insane programs. Even though people like Steve Radner, a Democrat operative in the Obama administration, says that everybody in America owes Joe Manchin a vote of thanks for stopping Build Back Better, because then inflation would probably be 20%. It probably is 20%, but I mean, it would officially be 20%. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to bring up, you kind of hit the nail on the head when you mentioned the taxes. And I work for a fuel oil company here in the Cape. I called you before about the prices are going through the roof. But even on gas tax, it's a percentage. So they say they want to get rid of fossil fuels, but they really don't. They want to increase the price, because the higher the price, the higher percentage of tax they're getting for all of their nonsense. And as far as getting away from fossil fuels, it's not just gasoline and diesel. We're talking about oil that produces the roads that these people are driving on. It's in plastics, which is in all of our vehicles,
right,
and everything else in the world. So they're never going to be able to get rid of fossil fuels, and they know that.
I know, and Obama, you know, he's against fossil fuels, but he just is installing a 2,500-gallon propane tank or tanks at his seaside mansion, even though the seas are going to wash away the mansion. I'm Howie Carr.